Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge at Acme Oyster House. Come on,
yes,
by
sir.
And visit us. Man, we got a steady flow of people, but it's not standing outside like we was.
No.
But, man, Luke and I got here a couple hours early. Man, they had a lot of folks here, but they do have some room here. Come on by and visit us. Great food, great drink specials here.
Great atmosphere.
Acme Oyster House, and like Herb said, great atmosphere here at Acme. We also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond. Herb, one of the things in the game today, and I want to see how this plays out, because normally on a sloppy field like this, that's going to be a special teams play that's going to be made by somebody. If it's a punt, kick return, if it's a block kick, if it's a missed field goal, something in that category is going to happen tonight, because of the fact, one thing with a bad field, Bobby April used to always tell me that bad field ain't conducive to special teams.
No.
Somebody's going to make a play one way or another,
right,
or they'll have a breakdown on special teams if you have a muddy track.
It's going to either be advancing the ball on special teams,
right,
or defending it on special teams. And then the other thing that you got to look out for, too, is going to be if the ball is going to be wet, what's the quarterback center exchange looks like, right?
Exactly.
What is the mesh point looks like with the running backs and the quarterback? That's going to be interesting. And then I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm LSU's defense or Texas A&M's defense, I'm just ripping and ripping away at the football all night long, just in case, because you never know what happens. And when that field gets, you know, wet, damp, muddy, whatever you want to call it, or whatever level it gets to, the cleats, the types of shoes you're wearing makes a difference. And then also you got to be able to keep your center of gravity underneath you. If not, if you leverage it one way or another, you're going to slip, and that's going to be it for you. You won't have good feeding. And that's one of the things that Coach Morris Watts used to tell me all the time. He said, if you fall down, that's on you. It ain't on the field. It ain't on the cleats. It ain't on anything else. If you're on the ground, you need to get up. You should not be on the ground. You should learn how to be able to use your leverage, use your weight, you distribute your weight in such a way to where you can always be upright in order to be able to make a play some kind of which way. Because you can't make no plays any kind of which way if you are on the ground, because that means the play is dead at that point.
Man, that was a Sean Payton deal. Man, when Sean Payton was here in New Orleans,
yep,
he would complain all the time to guys on the road, change your cleats, that sort of thing. He was a stickler for all that. Now, he learned that from Coach Parcells, because
yeah,
Bill was big into that also. But that is something tonight to watch. And what you brought up about quarterback center exchange, when you played in games like this, sort of tell everybody a little bit. Now, a lot of it now is out of the shotgun, too.
Yep.
So,
but it's still exchange,
it's
though.
Still, it's getting the ball to the quarterback.
Yep.
And you see some centers sort of drag that the ball sometimes through the grass. Now, if it's wet, then you really got issues. That ball could skirt away from you or skirt left or right.
You got to have that towel that's always dry. So every series, you know, the center either has a towel or the quarterback has a towel to be able to dry your hands. Not so much the ball, but keep your hands dry. And then you have to emphasize completing that execution, right? And I don't mean emphasize it to which a point to where you get paralyzed by trying to just think about that solely, and you don't really understand what's happening within the play. So you just got to naturally go out there and do it. And, you know, a lot of times during the week, they're practicing with wet balls. They're practicing with certain situations and things like that when it comes to weather, noise, and things of that nature. So I'm sure they practice with wet balls all week. And, you know, it's not a thing. Once you get over it, the first couple of snaps, that's a wrap. It's done. It doesn't even matter if it's raining in the game or not. If you are focused on your execution of the play and the defense or offense or whatever it is, the position that you're playing, if you focus on that stuff, then the wet ball, none of that stuff really becomes a hindrance or a problem for you.
As a receiver, in that connection, kind of one-on-one with them, now, all of them wear gloves today, but I'm not real sure, you know, in this type of weather, would you wear the gloves?
As a quarterback?
No. I'm talking about as a receiver.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would wear a glove.
I would think so.
Those gloves that they have now, man, they're amazing. they
can make a great catch look better.
That's right. I don't understand how they're dropping balls because, to me, it's hard to drop a football with the tackiness that's on those gloves now that is legal. And I would always wear gloves. I would always have them on just because it protects. I wear gloves when I cut my grass, okay?
What?
Mike, I cut my grass, I weed eat.
In
do all
July?
That with my, yeah, no, in July, August, September, it don't matter what day. Look, I got to wear my gloves. It just makes me feel, it feels comfortable on my hands, especially when I'm having a foreign object on. And now when I play quarterback, I would not want to wear gloves because I wasn't used to throwing the football
correct.
With gloves, especially
right.
with the tackiness on the glove. Now, I'm sure there's a different type of glove now that you can wear that you would probably – I would probably use it if I played up north in the cold weather. I would definitely probably use gloves. And but, you know, right now as a receiver, I would have gloves on every second that I could.
Yeah. Man, you know, we sort of grew up – well, I know I did. Man, Fred Biletnikoff, he had that stickum. He'd put that thing on his socks, and then he transferred socks to hands, and, man, it was
now,
all
that was
tacky.
Illegal. That was illegal.
It was illegal, but they never called it.
No, so it was legal then at that point.
So it was legal, and Lester Hayes started doing it. Another former Texas A&M standout. Man, Lester, when he grabbed that football, and he was a great defensive back. Mm-hmm. Man, he went through like a 5 or 6 year run. He was as good as anybody in the NFL. Now, they got a little bit sort of stringent on that Mel Blount rule where, you're doing that deal where you're kind of bumping, running every downfield, all the way downfield. Man, because Mel was great with that. And that's why they changed the rules is because of Mel Blount. But Lester, too, he was that way. Man, he's real physical with you all the way down the field because at one time they could hit you until the ball was thrown downfield.
Yeah, I mean, at one time you can actually get hit, you know, as a football player. Now you can barely get hit, right?
And like two-hand touch.
Yeah, I don't know what we're playing. But look, back then it was great. Football was football. It was the ultimate warrior sport. To where you, like you said, you can fight the whole way down the field until the ball is thrown. When the ball is thrown, you can probably still fight another 50% of the time, and they wouldn't call it unless it was egregious, right?
Right.
And but you know, that's just the way that the game is now. It's a lot different. But you know, ultimately, these guys that play the game now, one of the things that really disturbs me on the defensive side of football with the DBs, because you remember now, don't forget. I'm Mr. Interception back in 1991 for Edna Carr, junior high, guys. Okay, 9 interceptions in 5 games. It was a miracle. No one has ever done it since, before or after, or whatever you want to call it, because I'm the greatest. But anyway, the one thing I did do was whenever there's a certain point when the receiver is running a route, you got to have some kind of ingenuity and feeling for the football. And you just turn your head and you look back and you locate the ball, and then you go high point the ball and you grab the ball.
Now they just mirror them.
They just mirror them. They're constantly looking at their eyes.
Looking in the mirror.
They're just looking at them, and they're hoping that they can just put – there's so many interceptions that could be held or had these days that don't. That just – it's just so weird to me. The ball will hit a DB right in the back of the head. I'm like, what are you doing? You just turn your head, catch the ball. You got to intercept. But that's one of the things that just a pet peeve of mine is – and I don't know why they do that. I just don't understand.
And, you know, in a lot of these 7-on-7 stuff, and, you know, they're teaching these quarterbacks today, if that receiver is playing this mirror coverage and he got no intention of looking around.
Yeah, just throw it back.
I'm going to throw it to him.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to get a pass interference call because his head's not turned around.
Yeah, that's right. Because he's not looking for the football, so they're going to throw the flag all day long. It just doesn't matter. You go right to the back of the DB, and then the receiver's trying to come back to the ball. DB never looks for it. Guess what happens?
I was telling this people during the week that, and because Drew Brees had made this comment, that, you know, when he was playing, and, you know, it's illegal for you to get touched in the head or helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times Drew would say, man, I'd throw the ball and I'd practice because I knew that guy would put his hands up to block it. And I would try to time it just right where he'd get his hands down
and
I'd duck my head under it. Oh, touch me. And then Drew would act like he got hit with, like he got hit with a shotgun. you know, with man, all these quarterbacks, they know the tricks of the trade. Just watch Patrick Mahomes and what he does today. Man, Patrick will kind of sometimes take you on. And then every once in a while, somebody touches him. Like one step out of bounds, and
he's flopping.
That you know somebody took a baseball bat to it.
Well, every advantage that you need in order to win the game or advance the ball down the field, you got to be able to do it and take it. And it's just smart to me. And that's look, Drew Brees and Patrick Mahomes play a lot of football. Those guys know some little small little tricks.
And the NFL is going to protect them.
They're
going to
protect the quarterback all day long. Now they're not. You know, now there's some cases where they protect them a bit much. But ultimately, that's what it is, and it's going to be that. And I enjoy it, though, still at the same time, because when those guys are playing quarterback, we want them to be protected because we want them to have a longevity in their careers and not get hurt because they're the face of every franchise. They're the face of the league, and they make the league exciting by the way that they play.
But if I'm playing defense, then I ain't happy about it. That's all I would say.
Well, just keep hitting them. That's what I say. Just keep, because they're going to call some and they won't call others. So just keep going for it.
In the first quarter, and it's early, Alabama with a 7-3 lead over South Carolina. This South Carolina gets a field goal. Then it's basically a pick six, but it was Lenora Sellers hits a back coming out the backfield in a bad place. Right in the hands, and he pops it up almost like he's playing volleyball, and it goes right to the defensive back for Alabama, and he runs it in for the score. But so far, 7-3, Alabama's offense coming off the field again. So South Carolina's defense has been able to get her off the field. And very early in the second quarter, Missouri Vanderbilt. If you bet the under, you might have something here. It's 0-0 Missouri Vanderbilt. We come back. We're going to get you Mark Passwaters. Covers the Texas A&M Aggies for On3 Sports right after this break here on the Big 870 WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettea along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Got some great food and drink specials here at Acme. Come on by. Got a really full crowd here tonight, and believe me, it's been here since 11 o'clock. It's been packed rolling. In here.
Yeah.
So come on by. Again, great food and drink specials here. They also can take care of you on any of your catering needs. If it's holidays, special events, they can do it here at Acme. You can get in touch with them. This is our Eyes on the Opponent segment. It's brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company. Hug and Haul now has six locations in the state of Louisiana. Number one heavy equipment company in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and now right here in the state of Louisiana. Let's go to our phone lines. We have one with us from On3 Sports, Mark Passwaters, who covers the Texas A&M Aggies. Mark, thanks so much for joining us, man. They had a lot of Aggie fans here at Acme, so
yes,
we
sir.
Know that they're here in full, brother.
Yes, they are.
Well, you know, 7-0 is a great thing. You know, you get people to travel a little bit, and this is an opportunity. So for A&M and hopefully the fan base to, you know, see a good game.
Yeah, Mark, it's just the opposite here. I'll be honest with you. Everybody's got the Debbie Downer. They got a big lip. Just by the way LSU loses to Vanderbilt. And I've talked to a lot of Tiger fans. They don't have a lot of confidence in this team tonight against Texas A&M. I'll be honest. Texas A&M is playing with some confidence right now.
They are.
And I know LSU has that home field advantage, and they haven't won here since they entered the SEC. But if you were going to catch them,
tonight
would be the night, yeah. I can tell you.
Yeah, it kind of seems that way. I mean, A&M's gone on the road and won two games so far, but one of, you know, that's not necessarily a big deal. One of them was Notre Dame. So they have a little bit of confidence going on the road. And I think they just have confidence in general. They played good complementary football. The defense is playing bad. The offense plays well. The offense is playing bad. The defense plays well. They've got to put together a complete game, though, tonight, because there's no fun going into Death Valley.
No, indeed.
No.
The big difference on offense, Herb and I were talking about this, and we see the maturity of Marcel Reed at quarterback. And last year, to me, he was a one read. I'm taking off running. This year, much more adept to take a second look, find that secondary receiver. His timing on his throws are so much better. But also, too, you brought in two transfer portal guys in Concepcion and Craver that have really, really made a big difference in this offense for 2025.
Oh, yeah. You guys have already nailed it. Are you sure you need my insight on this? Because, I mean, that's
No. Correct. We just want confirmation.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's no doubt. Reed is a much more polished quarterback. I think he's more confident. I think he feels better in Colin Klein's system. I mean, there have been many instances where last year he would have taken off and run, where you see him kind of take a step and then he pulls back and he finds an open receiver. And that's obviously an improvement over last year. And Concepcion and Craver are just light years ahead of anything they had last season. I mean, those guys are both outstanding route runners. They're really fast. They just find ways to get open. And, you know, especially with Concepcion, even though Craver's the guy with the big numbers, Concepcion just finds ways to hurt you.
One of the things, too, is they get after the quarterback. Their defense has been a bit hot and cold throughout the season, where it's a close game, low scoring against Auburn, and then last week it was a track meet against Arkansas. But that quarterback they Arkansas got is pretty doggone good, too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Jalen Green put on a performance for the ages last week. He was phenomenal. But they still sacked him four times and had eight tackles for loss. And that's kind of their MO. They get after the quarterback. They make negative plays. And that's why they've been so good on third down. You know, when your opponent is consistently in third and two, you're going to give up a lot of third downs. When they're in third and nine, they're not. And that's just what A&M's been able to do since the SEC schedule started. They just have done a great job, especially winning first down. And then guys are behind the sticks, And that's a position they don't want to be in, especially when Cassius Howell is on the other side of the ball.
Offensive line play this year, how would you grade it for A&M? They've always known to recruit, highly recruited guys up front along the offensive line. And so taking a look at it from what I've seen, they've done a pretty doggone good job in pass protection, really solid in the running game. Now, Moss won't play today at running back, and he's a guy that, you know, he grew up right down the road from where we're doing this and out of Struma High School. But that running game is solid, really solid.
I mean, the running game is solid because the offensive line is really, really good. I mean, you think about this 3 years ago, and Steve Adazio just destroyed that offensive line. I mean, that man should never be allowed in College Station again. But Adam Cushing has done a phenomenal job since he came over with Elko. And last year you saw they were much better, and this year they're just outstanding. They haven't given up a sack in two games against Florida, who sacked Arch Manning six times or seven times. They didn't give up anything, not a sack, not a tackle for loss, nothing. And when they have needed to lean on opponents with the running game, they've been able to do it, whether or not Le'Veon Moss is out there. Reuben Owens has done a great job in his opportunities. And last weekend, for the first time, we really saw E.J. Smith break out. And this is Emmett's son, and he kind of ran like Emmett. And if he can keep doing that, then A&M is going to be very, very thankful that he came over from Stanford.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Smith and his contribution, because he sort of got buried a little bit early on because of Moss. And then Reuben certainly been a good back. But, boy, he got his opportunity last week, and Smith was,
he was good.
The real McCoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he's going to kind of fill that power role that Le'Veon Moss had. I mean, Moss can do everything. He's got a little bit of wiggle. He's got an outstanding burst, but he can run through people. And Reuben Owens can do that to an extent. I mean, you can ask the safety who was on the goal line for Arkansas last weekend what he thinks of his running ability, because he steamrolled him. But, you know, EJ's 225, and he brings a little bit extra pop. And now that he's fully healthy, I think that he has the ability to give them that little extra on third and fourth and short, or fourth and one, a goal, something like that, that they would otherwise be missing.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about this game, Mark, is the fact that it is in Tiger Stadium, under the lights, at night. Again, we talked about this before. What does Texas A&M have to do tonight in order to break that streak of not winning the game in Tiger Stadium?
Don't turn it over.
Yes, that's it. I mean, once again, you guys are reading my mind. You know, I mean, it really is about that simple. Don't turn the ball over. A&M has moved the ball on everybody they've played. They've had success. You know, even against Auburn, they didn't score a lot of points. They've still had 414 yards of offense. You know, the thing that LSU is going to be looking for is those turnovers, get those short fields where they don't have to march a whole long distance, and then, you know, Nussmeier can do his thing, you know, kind of dinking and dunking his way down the field. And if A&M turns the ball over, then they're in trouble. If they can avoid that, then, you know, it is the best opportunity they've had to win in Tiger Stadium.
So you're saying this is not a psychological thing, this is more of a physical thing?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Mike Elko has done a very, very good job of getting these guys to buy into what he's saying. And he has said, hey, look, you guys are as physical and as tough as any team in the country. And they kind of proved that when they went up to South Bend early in the season. And they've walloped, you know, three straight SEC opponents defensively, then shot it out with Arkansas. And, you know, he's telling them, you guys can go wherever you have to go, put the ball down and play, and you can win. And if they go out there and the offensive line performs the way they should, and the defense, you know, doesn't make the mental mistakes that they did last weekend, then they've got a real shot.
Mark, I'm going to ask you this question. I've asked a couple people who've covered A&M, and I think I know the answer. Just by his tone of voice, do you think Jimbo Fisher coaches college football in 2026?
I think he wants to. To be honest, I would, you know, if you're going to interview him for a job, I got two questions. One, have you learned from your mistakes? Are you still going to be obstinate with your offense? And two, what's your plan for controlling your locker room? Because that's what did you in at A&M. You had it for a couple of years, and then you just kind of went on cruise control, and it ended up being a disaster. If those answers work, then I'd give him a shot. But I don't see him being a real primary candidate for a Power 4 team, at least. You know, not right now.
I do think he wants to come back. I agree with you, Mark. I think it would be the right fit for him. And I agree with you, too. Learning from your mistakes, turning that play calling over to somebody else. And he lost that locker room at Florida State at the end.
Yes, he did.
In a very similar manner to what happened at A&M, even though the world of college football had changed by that time with NIL and everything else. So I do think he wants to come back. I can hear it in his voice.
Of course he wants.
That he wants to come back and coach. Never get out of it. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Always enjoy having you on, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Sure, fellas. Take care.
All righty. That was Mark Passwaters from On3 Sports. He covers the Texas A&M Aggies. That was part of our Eyes on the Opponent segment and is brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company, the number one. Big equipment, heavy equipment, however you want to put it, dealer in the Arkansas, Oklahoma area. Now, six locations right here in the state of Louisiana. I want to thank Hug and Haul being a sponsor here for our Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge on Perkins Road. Come on by and see us. They got great food and drink specials all the time here at Acme. And man, we had a full house. Still got a lot of people here, but they got a few empty tables. So come on by. You want to watch the game or catch you something to eat or drink right before, come on by to Acme Oyster House. Man, they'll take great care of you. We love the atmosphere here at Acme each and every week.
Yes, we do.
Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond. Herbin, some of the scores. Man, Kansas State. And we saw Kansas early in the season. Man, Kansas State smoked them today, 42-17. So
yes,
Kansas State, man, with a big, big win. Got some Aggie fans leaving us here, but they were nice enough to come tell us goodbye. But Kansas State, 42-17 over Kansas. Ole Miss, again, with a huge win on the road after a major disappointment, and because of their defense just let them down last week, they beat Oklahoma 34-26 in that game where Oklahoma was like a 4.5 to 5 point favorite at home.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Lane Kiffin, too,
he
right in the middle of the tornado of events this week with all kind of talk about him. But Lane's
used to
that. And I think maybe the team has gotten used to it.
Every year, Lane's name comes up in some job opening. Every year.
And I really believe that maybe they kind of feed on that.
And deservedly so. This is what Lane's about. He loves the chaos. He loves all of that. He thrives in that.
Also, to Georgia Tech with a big win today, 41.
The Ramblin' Wrecks, baby.
And guess what? Still undefeated.
One of six teams going into the
So your daughter today. Went to Georgia Tech,
she's
right?
She's a Georgia Tech grad, yep.
41-16 over Syracuse. So Memphis, man, just squeezing by South Florida, 34-31. And Memphis, it's been a tough situation. They lose last week.
Yep.
And then, man, they just squeaked by. But, hey, a win's a win in that spot. And Indiana continues to roll. They were a 26-27-point favorite. They beat UCLA today, 56-6.
Well, that's what was supposed to happen. They deserve that. I mean, UCLA is a program that the wheels have gone. They're off. They're trying to do something new. They fired the coach 3-4 weeks ago. Here we go. Indiana is one of those teams that's steamrolling everyone. They have it all together right now.
In a tough game, but Virginia was able to pull it out in overtime. They beat Bill Belichick in North Carolina.
Oh, no.
17-16. Interesting. Virginia, after a emotional game against Florida State, and then you catch North Carolina, and they kind of – I'll be honest with you. Virginia looked like they sleptwalk through part of that game.
It's either that or Bill Belichick is starting to really coach his guys up, and they're starting to play like he wants them to play.
Well, I hope so, because they sure look lousy at the times I've watched them play.
At the beginning of the season, they look bad. I'm not going to deny
really
that. Now, he's
bad.
Already said and multiple times he needs players. He doesn't have the players right now.
Well, we'll see if he can get the players to go there. This is in the first quarter with about 6.5 minutes left. Nichols State with a 7-0 lead over McNeese.
The Colonels, baby.
The Colonels, they had their big induction of Hall of Famers this morning. Wasn't able to go, but wish them all the best.
Yep.
Also, University of Texas, 7-0 lead over Mississippi State. Now,
yeah,
Mississippi State. Man, they can score.
They can catch you while you're sleeping now. Yeah. Don't you forget that.
Texas Tech, 13-0 over Oklahoma State. Texas Tech, who got beat late last week against Arizona State and got an L in the column, but they bounced pretty quickly into Flo beating Oklahoma State 13-0. We talked about it a little bit before, but in a under game, I wish I had. Missouri with a 3-0 lead over Vanderbilt. Now, it looks as though there is a drive going on and a potential score at this point. But we know he's playing quarterback there, and he can make some plays with his feet and also with his ability to throw the football. But, man, we just watching Pavia just run in for a score. But,
There's a flag.
Got flags all over the field on this particular play, and that might be coming back.
Yeah.
Great success story is happening in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Southern Miss, who is right now 5-2, they're leading UL Monroe 21-7. Man, what Coach Huff has done there, he brought in a ton of transfers to USM. I got to talk to him in the offseason. He was excited about that challenge, and he talked about, man, all the players in the state of Louisiana and Mississippi that they have that he felt as though, you know, he could do pretty well in the recruiting part, and he's got it rolling. Now, here's the challenge. Keeping Coach Huff at USM.
Well, I was about to say that, because at the end of the day, it's difficult to win at Southern Miss. It's an afterthought of all of the Mississippi colleges, right, if you think about it, the larger colleges, shall I say. But also, if you can be successful there, there's going to be some schools that's going to come a-knocking, and when they knock, the coaches generally open the door.
Man, I don't know how bad Minnesota's defense is, but it must be pretty bad. This is with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Iowa has scored 31 points. It's 31-0. The zero part on Minnesota is one thing. Iowa to score 31 points in a half?
The Hawkeyes, baby, that's what they do. Sometimes they just catch fire and they'll put 31 on you in a quarter and a half.
Undefeated BYU has got a challenge on their hands. Iowa State, it's 17-10. We're looking at it right in front of us. Iowa State with a 17-10 lead with about 5 minutes left. Again, the score is still the same. Alabama, South Carolina. Alabama 7-3 over South Carolina. I'll be honest, Herb, this game's a lot closer than I thought it would be. Watching South Carolina play against LSU, the score was no indication of how LSU really controlled that game. They just couldn't convert. You fumble at the one-yard line. Yeah. You throw a damn interception. There was all kind of penalties in that game. You had a drop pass for a deep play with Chris Hilton. But, man, 7-3. And sometimes you catch games like this.
It's the SEC. That's what happens.
And you better be prepared for that particular game. And South Carolina is basically in a situation where they could possibly score. There is a flag on it, what it looks to be a touchdown play by Lenora Sellers, but I saw the flag go out pretty quickly. So we'll keep you up to date on that. And my old buddy Frank Selfo at Southeastern, 21-7 in the third quarter. They just got out of halftime leading Homer Christian. Listen to me. Houston Christian. Man, Homer Christian, that would have been a nice payday for them.
That's right.
That's right up the roof from where I live, Homer Christian. And so it's kind of embedded in the mind a little bit. But, man, Frank Sulfo's done a great job at Southeastern. Coach Franken, he was very confident before the season started. We had him on numerous times, and he's like, Mike, we should have made the playoffs last year. But, you know, we got to put that aside and just – get into it in the Southland Conference, and he's got them rolling again.
Frank has always been a guy that can get any team rolling. Doesn't matter where he is, what level he's on. He's going to get teams to buy in, and he's going to put a great product on the field, and they're going to win some football games.
And as we told you, on both plays for Missouri and also for South Carolina, there were penalties, no touchdowns.
No touchdowns.
So both of them are in striking range to score. But, again, man, I give Missouri a lot of credit. They have boxed up Pavia really, really well in the first half of this game. Now, that could change because, man, he makes plays that are impromptu that, Herb, you don't see a lot of guys. And they give him the reins to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Doesn't matter. And the reason why is because they trust him. And he delivers 95% of the time. And that's what you should do. He's a veteran guy. He's been playing college football now for, 6 years or so? So he understands the game. He understands what's going on. And I would give him the reins and the keys and say, go, buddy. Make it happen.
Okay, and so it's about 2 minutes left in the second quarter, and Vanderbilt has tied the game with Missouri 3-3. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTiglio along with Herb Tyler. We're at an Acme Oyster House here on Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. We'll be back right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTiglio along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 4:30 this afternoon, and then we'll hand it off to the LSU Radio Network. Hunt and Big Fave, they'll take over at 4:30, and then at 6:30 kickoff right here on the Big 870 WWL. The Texas A&M Aggies and the LSU Tigers. Want to tell everybody South Carolina has made this game 7-6. Man, that would have been a good under game, too. And again, we talked about it, Missouri-Vandy, 3-3. And I think we're really close to halftime with Missouri-Vandy. But Missouri got something going on. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right here at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge on Perkins Road right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.